Hopkins.
A little louder?
Winifred Hopkins.
All right. Where were you born?
Near Myrtle Point, Oregon.
Myrtle Point. And what year were you born?
1887.
Good. When did you come to Forest Grove?
I came to Oregon in 1920, and then later, after my husband passed away, I came back to Forest Grove. Then went to teaching people college.
Were you a teacher when you first came to Forest Grove?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In that public school of music.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live now?
I live in Calum.
Care Center? How old are you?
I'm 93.
93. What kind of a neighborhood did you have in your childhood?
We lived in the country. We had a very good neighborhood. Large families.
Mm-hmm.
We played all kinds of games. My brother and I played together 2 years apart. We built farms.
Oh.
Because that was the best thing that we knew about.
How far from town were you?
2 miles.
2 miles.
With no good roads in the winter, mud up to your horse's knees, you couldn't go. Finally, the railroad came through and we walked up at night or anytime we wanted to.
Were you rather isolated from the valley, from the Willamette Valley?
Oh, yes, I lived out in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Were there bridges down there?
Were there?
Bridges?
Oh, yes.
Down to the highway? All right. Where did you go to school?
Went to a country school about 2 miles from where we lived, between Myrtle Point and we walked barefoot right on.
How many rooms were there?
In our house?
In
the school.
In your school?
Oh, in the school, just one.
One room.
One room.
And I think in lots of ways it was pretty good. The younger children learned to listen to the older, learn many things of history and things that they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what kind of a church did you have when you were lived in the country?
We were Myrtle Point Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch.
Scotch?
Horse and buggy?
No, we never owned a horse and buggy. We owned a big wagon and a couple of horses.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What about your family life? How many people were there in your family?
There were nine.
Nine.
Five girls and four boys.
Okay.
A few girls. There were five. Yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh. Do any of your other family members speak another language?
No. My mother knew some Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
They lived for a few years in New Brunswick, Canada.
Oh. Are there any special events in your family life you'd like to tell us about?
Nothing special.
Like the 4th of July? Or?
Oh, we always went to picnics. My father was great on picnics. And we always had races, and he used to pay $5, and we always wanted back. And we always had runners.
Christmas? Do you remember anything special about Christmases?
Well, we went to town in Presbyterian Church, and we always had a party at Christmas house. We had a neighbor that we had walked on the railroad, and he had great big feet. He couldn't crawl through a crack and tried to. So he would carry two children. My father would carry one, the rest of the world.
Do you have any other stories of the older generation that you were told?
No, people talk very little about the older generation. In fact, I'm just finding out things now about my mother's home in New Brunswick and my father's home. For the younger generation, I don't know.
Do you remember any theaters? Did you go to town to any theaters or anything like that?
We didn't go to the theaters, but we went to town often for parties.
Mm-hmm.
At the church. We had friends that used to have parties up. They had bigger homes than we had, but that's about it.
What kind of games did they play?
Oh, Ring Around the Rosie and Pop Goes the Weasel, and I don't know. Rugby games.
Did they have restaurants in those days?
I think there's one in town down in the...
Did you ever eat there when you were young?
No.
Never?
No. Mm-hmm. We used to take eggs up to town, my father would carry them up to the end of the town, and we had to carry them in town.
Mm.
He always dressed in his best suit when he got to town, no matter what day it was.
Did they have football games and those types of games?
We played baseball. We all played baseball in the country school. We had very good teams.
What about clubs? Did they have any clubs in your church or in your school?
No, any clubs. I don't know.
What kind of schooling did you have in college or whatever for your music?
Well, I need a long story for music.
You
want to
tell us part of it?
Music. I went to Auburn College first and took 3 years. Then I finally, I taught in summer school, and then I taught music. I could only teach music because that's the only degree I had at first. Then I went back, and I'm now a graduate of Lewis and Clark.
You are?
Lewis and Clark by Albany. And it's my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got my 50-year notice there having a party. But my music, I began when I was 17. And then I've been in Chicago, New York, Seattle, Portland, went to France and received most of them. So I think I'm not.
You want to tell us anything about your work in the schools, or?
Well, it was very interesting. I started teaching primary. I was B-Cubs up in high school. And I had one little boy I was especially interested in. He lived in the country, he never heard anyone sing. And he thought it was a terrible noise. That's all he did think of was the noise. He laughed every time he sang. And at the end of 3 years, I got to sing one tune. But I had a wonderful teacher in Bandon, one of the best I ever had, of girls, 8 years.
What about your shopping, where you lived? Did you have, you didn't have shopping centers or anything like that? How did you manage that?
Well, we had stores in a little town, which was a village.
Mm-hmm.
Middle Point was very large. But we had, well, we had some clothing stores. And then vegetables, dairy, and you had shoe stores and sales. You had a lot. So we bought everything we needed there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we couldn't get it at Montgomery Boys.
Did you buy it in bulk, Poppy, or didn't have paper bags? Or?
Well, I can't remember about paper bags, but we must have had them. But we went to town. One day, father would go by himself. And he made, and mother all went up for weekends together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep house? And want to tell us about any of the housekeeping you've done?
Me when I was a youngster?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't keep house very much. I did I took care of the children. That was my job. I combed their hair and took care of them. I loved that kind of work. And it bothered my mother. She wasn't well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I did. But I built house and I was 10 years old. And worked around the barn and took care of the pigs and the calves and goats and feeding them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, what do you remember about the old newspapers?
We only had one.
Didn't have one?
We only had one.
Mm.
And then we had the Companion. That was what my father had everything in the Companion. And he was a wonderful storyteller, so we always had to have him tell it. We did it sometime at 12 in the morning. He'd reach for 2 in the morning, get up at 5.
No, was a Companion newspaper, a magazine,
no,
or what?
Magazine.
Magazine?
Youth Companion. Mm-hmm. News Companion?
Mm-hmm.
News Companion?
Well,
that was
funny.
Oh. News Companion?
Mm-hmm.
News Companion?
Well, that was
funny. Oh.
Oh,
yes.
More or less of a church paper, wasn't it?
No. It's a magazine.
Do you remember any of the books you used to read?
The women? I don't remember any.
What about the radio? Did you have a radio down there? No radio?
No radio.
Remember when you first listened to a radio, Poppy?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But we didn't have one.
And you said you had a horse. Was that for transportation, or what was it you said?
We had a wagon and two horses.
Wagon and two horses?
But nobody followed them breathing puppies.
Oh. What was it?
We could walk to town anytime we wanted.
Mm-hmm. When was the first time you had a ride in a car?
Well, I think I was going to go to town. In Bandon, we didn't have road people that drive the car. They were muddy and mud up to that house. And you couldn't drive the car. And you couldn't own it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a ship?
Oh, yeah. I went to Germany on a ship, and I hope I never have to on another one. I was seasick all the time. I thought I was fine the first morning. It was very smooth. So I went up and thought I had breakfast. The man brought my bed, he looked at me and said, I think you better go back to bed. So I did.
You didn't have any ships that came down the coast?
Oh, yes. We had a ship that ran between San Francisco and Bombay.
Oh.
But it was a small, I went to Portland too.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Portland during the fair, and the crew were all drunk, and they were taken off themselves at Newport.
Do you mean the World's Fair?
No. They were drunk.
1905, I mean, yeah.
They were taken off because they couldn't run.
Hmm.
And they bought another girl to get off to run the ship.
Do you remember anything about the Depression?
Yes, ma'am. I remember quite a bit about the Depression. The first one I remember about, we moved from the farm in 1896. And there was a Depression there. And it was Father's first adventure from the farm into business. And it was very, very hard going. Why I remember that. From 1333, I remember very well. But in music, there was nothing to do in music. People couldn't afford to take it. My brother-in-law had a big house, and he'd always have it for $25 a month. And I taught music. I would go out in the country to have some women's clubs out about 25. Get home maybe at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that there were four girls. I had four girls there, other than girls, one was a teacher, two other people, one of them. A girl from her master's degree in Chicago, and she was a hole in my life. Didn't have any sense at all. And I came home one night at midnight, just out in the bed, and she called. I said, where in the world are you? Well, I'm down here at such and such a place in Portland, and I don't like her to come. She went, Adams is an advertising week, some man was sick. She wasn't a nurse. She didn't know anything about it, and got out there, and he wasn't what she expected. And so she said, well, you come down and you can get the bridge. It's 1:30. I told her my mother would meet you.
What about Prohibition? You remember that? What about Prohibition? Do you remember that?
Very much. We had 13 saloons in Bandon. So I remember a lot of that.
Let me go ahead.
Why don't we stop right now?
Yeah.
I think we should stop. It's
probably
our 15 minutes.
If
you want to go ahead.
Okay. Winifred, where were you married, and who did you marry?
I married the superintendent of school in Bandon, Oregon. That's where I live. I was teaching primary at the time. Mm-hmm. We were all in music in the high school.
You didn't tell us what your maiden name was.
My maiden name was McNair.
McNair?
Winifred McNair.
Is that a Scotch?
Yep.
I thought so.
Yeah. When were you married?
1913.
How many children did you have?
We didn't have any.
No children. What changes in this world have you, think were really have been bad in your lifetime?
Well, the drug business is the worst that I know of. Mm-hmm. Alcohol is bad enough, but the drug is worse than that. We have an ethnic boy with practically any mind that he took marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's worse than that.
What good changes have there been during your lifetime?
Well, I think that maybe the best changes have been more freedom of thought and things to do. But when you say that, you have to have a background. And I think that's one of the weakest things that we have in families, is the background. Parents and children so seldom talk together freely. Well, my mother, if Alcuhar talked to her, she was very strict. My father, you could talk to her any time about things, and nothing would rattle. But mother was very nervous, and of course she had 9 children, and worked on the farm like a man. She's the most gracious woman I ever knew. Mm. Never was in a hurry. I never seemed to be in a hurry to do things unless it's done properly. Mm-hmm.